Hi, I'm PJ Vogt, and I want to tell you about my podcast, Search Engine. We try to make sense of the world, one question at a time. No question too big, no question too small. We will even answer your questions if you send them in. Stuff like, what happens when a cemetery goes out of business? What should we do about teens using AI to do their homework? Who buys luggage at the airport luggage store? Follow and listen to Search Engine in partnership with Odyssey, wherever you get your podcasts.
The biggest moments in the games.
Tatum, two dribbles to the right, hangs in the air, runs it off the window and in.
The biggest voices in sports.
Towns fires away. Bang! Carl Anthony Towns from downtown.
The heartbreak.
Grabbing his left knee. He's in some severe pain.
The celebrations.
But it's no longer what could be or what might be. Now it just is. The 2024 Boston Celtics are one of the greatest teams in NBA history.
It's the audio of the day. It's the Bulletin Blitz.
That's right. It's the Bulletin Blitz here on the Bart Winkler Show. Coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. It is Wednesday, April 30th, 2025.
You know what someone just said to me?
Yes.
Someone just said to me online that I'm the worst dude to ever touch a microphone, and he would rather bathe in a pool of urine than listen to me.
Is it the same guy that requested $5 from you on Venmo?
No, that was a funny guy. This guy, you know, if you're going to say this comment, I assume you're no longer listening, but you have to bathe in urine then. You said you would.
We need proof.
Would you rather? You have to bathe in urine now, and you need proof. And bathe. You're not just peeing like, I'll put some pee on me. You want a tub of pee now, sir. So you got to do it. Don't say you'd rather and then not do it. You need to be bathing in pee if you're not going to listen to me. That's what you said you would do. Go ahead.
So it would probably behoove you to listen to the show or have pee on you. I mean, your choice. I don't care. Let's go to probably the most competitive series in the NBA in the first round that no one really cares about. It's odd. Denver is winning 3-2. They beat the Clippers yesterday, 131-115. Big contributions from Jamal Murray. He was 17 of 26 shooting, including 8 from 14 beyond the arc. Here's Jamal Murray on what led to his 43-point outburst.
Just glad we got a win, man, to be honest with you. You know, shots are going to miss, they're going to make. I'm still going to play my game, still going to be aggressive. You know, I'm still going to shoot the shots that I shoot. But like I said, it was a big team win. You know, guys are setting good screens. Guys are running the floor. Guys are being unselfish and passing the ball and vice versa. So I just thought everybody was in a really good rhythm tonight. And you know, that was a big reason why we got the win. Everybody's playing with confidence.
I don't know why there's not more juice for this. It is a good series. It's two good teams. It's a series that we thought would be the most compelling. I just think that you've got other star brands going at it, and for whatever reason, Clippers and the Nuggets aren't as marquee as the other ones. Now, tonight's action, two marquee games, the Rockets beating the Warriors, so that series is extended, and the Timberwolves right now up 31-24 on Los Angeles. If Los Angeles loses, they won't play again until next season, so a lot on the line, couple elimination games tonight, Houston advancing, and, you know, I don't care if you think that I'm bad, but there's so many people worse than me. Like, there's so many people worse than me.
I need
to say you'd rather bathe than pee is, you're a stupid person. You are a stupid person. Why do we get to breathe the same air? Honestly. Why does this bother me so much? I don't know. He got to me.
Because, like me, you're vain, and we both look for approval and praise. I don't get enough of it, and neither do you. Neither do we as a show. We need to start naming names and dropping F-bombs like a certain person on a four-letter network. Let's go to another series that also got extended.
HGTV?
Yeah, big time. I mean, it's definitely not the UPN network. That's three letters. The Pistons staved off elimination. The Knicks had a chance to eliminate them yesterday. Detroit said, nigh! So now we head back to Detroit in order for to get a game six going on. Cade Cunningham, 24 points, 8 rebounds, 8 assists. You know, he's doing his thing. Knicks really just in crunch time, really choked. But J.B. Bickerstaff explains why the Pistons have been so good on the road, considering they took a couple from MSG already.
Our guys, as crazy as it sounds, like, they feed off of it. right? Like, they feed off the energy of the opponent's crowd. They embrace the chaos, and they're comfortable there. And not everybody is that way, right? Some people need the support of their home crowd and those types of things, but, like, our guys embrace the chaos, and they're extremely comfortable if they play their best.
Knicks and the Pistons tomorrow, and then the Clippers and the Nuggets as the nightcap. I think Detroit's playing great. They obviously are upset about how game five ended, or four ended. But I think the Knicks close it out. I know they got to be on the road, but I don't think that this series goes seven. If it does, major credit to Detroit. And major questions for New York. I think the Tom Thibodeau thing, if they don't get past Boston, I mean, at some point, we can't keep running these guys into the ground forever. And we always knew it would end this way. But I think it's probably got to end.
Oh, yeah. Listen, I have no faith that the Knicks are going to beat Boston. It's almost a fait accompli. Thibodeau is going to get fired. He's going to lose his job, and it is what it is. You can't get so many second round exits and expect to keep your position as the head coach. Let's go one more here. Here's Joe Mazzulla. His Boston Celtics closed out the Orlando Magic yesterday in really just lopsided fashion. Gentlemen sweep, 120-89. Your final score there. Jason Tatum, I'm sure he reads the comments. He hears that he's been a backpack on the Olympic team, backpacking on that Celtics run last year to get them a championship. Well, he led all scorers with 35 points. Joe Mazzulla said he really liked the way that Tatum played.
He did a good job of understanding how they were defending. Every team has different strengths and weaknesses. Every team guards us differently. I thought the regular season gave us tremendous data on the different ways that we were going to be defended and what that looks like. And so he did a great job of staying patient, going through his progressions, whether it was him screening in the first couple games, him handling the last few games, and then this game, in the third quarter, his play there. So at the end of the day, every game is different. Every team is different. You'd have to be ready to answer the call, play solution-oriented basketball, and I thought he did that.
I've been hard on playoff Jason Tatum, saying he's a Peyton Pritchard merchant or a Derek White or Al Horford merchant. He only had 17 points, 1-for-8 from 3 in game 1. Then he was hurt for game 2 but came back. And since, he's averaged 36 points a night. And if the Celtics are going to succeed, I want them to succeed with Jason Tatum being the top dog. Jaylen Brown won the MVP the year that they won the championship last year. This should be Tatum's team. And so, yeah, Jaylen Brown's a great player. And they've got as good of a complement of a starting five as anybody is in the league, and they can go a little deep on you. But this has to be Jason Tatum's team. That's how it's been built. That's how he's built it. That's how it needs to be if the Celtics are going to be this good.
Lemonade! Fresh squeeze lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, mine starts here.